So we're starting off with Act 4, Scene 1, and let's see. I always like to go back and remind myself how Act 3 ended. So when I go back to that, Act 3 ended with Hamlet talking to his mom, the queen, and kind of berating her for everything she's done that he feels is wrong. And then he ends by telling her that he knows that he's leaving with Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, and he says that they're carrying these letters and he's going with them. And he said, I trust as I will Adder's Fang, they bear the mandate, they must sweep me away. So he kind of tells his mom, like, I don't trust Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, but I have to go with them. And that kind of lets us know that he knows something's up with the king sending him away with those two. Okay, so Act 4, Scene 1, and in lines 23 to 27. So we've got the king and the queen. This, depending on your sense of humor, when I get to Act 4 and 5 in Shakespeare's plays, my sense of humor gets really morbid and, like, dark, because everything escalates and gets really dramatic, and, like, the heads are going to roll. And that's the best way for me to handle it. So please don't take offense to that. So Hamlet has killed Polonius, and the king and queen are talking about it. And in lines 23 to 27, right before then, the king is basically like, where is he? So the queen tells the king, hey, Hamlet killed Polonius. And the king's like, oh gosh, where did he go? And the queen says, to draw apart the body he hath killed, or whom his very madness, like some ore among a mineral of metals base, shows itself pure. He weeps for what is done. So in that first line, he says, to draw apart the body he hath killed. So to, like, cut it up, like to drag out the innards or something. And then he says, over whom his very madness, like some ore among a mineral of metals base, shows itself pure. He weeps for what is done. So, like, he's sad. Like, he killed Polonius, but like a metal that shows itself pure, like solid gold, he's sad for it. Like, he's genuinely sorry. And she's kind of like, this is showing us how crazy he is right now. Right? He's killed this guy, and yet he's crying that he killed him. Like his madness and him crying for it.
I'm confused with what is pure. Like his madness or his sadness?
I think she's saying his sadness is pure.
So is it saying like his sadness is so pure it overshadows his madness?
Mm-hmm.
Or shows his madness? Which one?
Does it overshadow his madness or does it show his madness? I think in that line, I'm looking at the top of 142 where it says, over whom his madness, like some ore among a mineral of metals pure, shows itself pure. Yeah, I think she's saying, like, this is pure madness, that he's crying. Because he did it. So if he did it intentionally, why would he cry about it? Okay. At the end of that scene, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern come in. And the king is like, all right, guys, this is what Hamlet did. You're going to have to take him away. You need to go find him, go find the body. Like, what are we going to do here? So, kind of a hasty scene. Okay, scene